We found out who the guy was that was having the confusions with this, because not only did we see it on the field, but Buddy got three series, Clinton. He was gone.
Where's your damn head at, dude?
And then they score a touchdown, and on the touchdown run, Jarrett Patterson finds himself in concussion protocol. I'd imagine he's not going to be ready to go by Thursday, Clint. If he's in concussion protocol, he'd miss the rest of that game. But then they had to bring Kenyon Green right back in. And we were up in the press box looking down, and we were thinking, does Kendrick Green get in before Kenyon Green? Is there somebody, like, are they, like, as if it's that bad, it just looked like pure confusion. But they went with Kenyon Green, and I guess my thought to you and the folks is, should they be done with Kenyon Green starting right now, unless there is just a rash of injuries and you got no choice? Like, I think Kenyon Green should probably start before moving Titus to guard. But do you think they should be potentially done with Kenyon Green as a starter this year?
Ooh, man, that's a tougher question than one might think. Your options at guard are obviously limited. I mean, what they did Sunday was a knee jerk reaction, emergency. We've got to do something because Kenyon Green's getting his ass whooped by DeForest Buckner.
He's just so confused.
And Grover him being confused, because everybody across this offensive line has been confused over the last couple of weeks. And Kenyon cannot be. There's no way his communication that all of that is dependent on Kenyon Green's ability or inability to communicate. Now, I think this was in the moment. We don't have an answer for DeForest Buckner. No matter what we do, he's getting his ass whooped. So let's try somebody else. And Patterson for one series fared a little bit better. But the reality of it is, Patterson's is too light an ass to be a guard. He's a center. So that what we saw Sunday.
You don't think that's sustainable?
That's not the answer. No, it's not. No. I mean, now
a lot of people think it was.
No, it was for a series. And the fact that they went out there and had some success is going to lead people to believe that could be the answer, even if it's a week from now when Patterson gets back. I'm going to tell you what the answer is. If Patterson being in a lineup is the answer, Patterson is at center and Juice Scruggs goes to left guard. The only problem with that, because that, to me, that would solve more of your communication issue than just replacing Kenyon Green. The problem with that is Juice has struggled at center, not quite the way that I bet he's struggled as much as Kenyon Green. It just hasn't looked as like Kenyon when he's struggling. It is bad. I mean, he's chasing guys around the top of Laramie Tunsil. I mean, he's getting turned sideways immediately. But let's be honest. I mean, Juice has had a rough time the last few weeks as well. And so back to the question, though. If you're going to bench Kenyon Green, Jarrett Patterson's not the long-term answer. If you're going to bench Kenyon Green, it's...
Is there an answer?
Juice Scruggs to guard, Patterson to center.
Is Kendrick Green a better option?
No, neither are. Now, better option, I'm not privy to the information of like how lost Kenyon Green is. Like, is this a communication issue from the mouthpiece, or is there a break in the line somewhere? Is the center making a call and Laramie's out there waiting on Kenyon to give him a day? Are we going to fan this thing? Are you going to kick out to that rush end? Or are you going to come down here and help me with this D tackle? And there's a break in that line of communication right there with Kenyon. It appears to me that that's a much broader communication issue. This thing isn't just a Kenyon Green problem. But if you're going to bench Kenyon Green, and it's going to be so we can have better communication and we at least know who we have, and now we have a better chance of picking it up, Jarrett Patterson at center is the answer, not at guard.
Yeah, to me, I was almost surprised they put him right back in. Because to me, I think he has physically gotten beat on some occasions, just like you said with Juice. Because Grover on one run play I can remember particularly just drove through Juice Scruggs to cause like a 3 or 4 yard loss. But to me, it just looks like in his mind, in Kenyon Green's mind, is confusion. Like, in my mind, I feel like Kenyon walks up to the line of scrimmage, and he's like this. Oh, okay, all right, all right, all right, here we go, here we go. All right, All right, there's 90, 90 in front of me. No, yeah, no, he's shaded over.
Fast.
Okay, it's a 44. 44 is me. Okay, if 90 goes over here, all right, I'm gonna help Laramie over here. Oh God, but what if they twist, they stunt? All right,
yeah.
It feels like that's what's going on to him every time he walks, and then he doesn't. Oh God, do I get? Oh, let me help, but and then all of a sudden he ends up helping the one thing Laramie doesn't need help with. Is the pass rush from 50 whoever.
Right.
Not for you to come over. Yeah. And then he just immediately rushes over, and it's just like he has said 27 things in his head.
Yeah.
In between the clap from break to walk to the line. I mean, he seems like his anxiety has to be up.
Yeah.
He seems like he is anxious. And I mean, it is that's to me. I'm looking. I'm like, man, he's just going. He's got too much stuff in his head.
If you had another guard, like true guard, which a Broker maybe is it Broker? Is that the kid's name?
Brocker.
Broker. He may be the answer at guard.